the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Jaime Black. Welcome to Chicago.
All right, man.
Hello, Jaime.
Sweet. Dynasty Podcast, broadcasting from our new home. We have a residency here on Sunday nights. I'm going to get some of this information out because this is a really cool brand new thing, and we're going to talk to our amazing guest Brian Allen Lamb about all the things he has going on. So tonight we are broadcasting for the first time of many times, I'm hoping, from the Cards Against Humanity offices in Chicago, Illinois, and not even just the offices, but the specific podcast studio that they were just gracious enough to allow us to hijack.
It's a beautiful space.
It's incredible. There's a fireplace. There's Pokemon over there. I have to give a huge thanks to Claire Friedman from the Chicago Podcast Co-op, which is an initiative that Cards Against Humanity has to support Chicago podcasts, which is incredible. It's amazing. Claire Friedman and Alex Cox and Kevin Reeder, Alex Cox, I should say, all from Cards Against Humanity and the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Again, amazing to let us be here. Just enormously gracious and appreciative of that. We have Prove Krivoshay behind the boards. I got that right, right? Right on.
Shouts to Prove.
Shouts to Prove behind the board, running everything here in our amazing, well, I shouldn't say our, in the amazing space that we are using tonight. And we have later on tonight, Yusu Kim, friend of the podcast, coming up to talk about what's going on with Hemmingbirds. But first, I have Brian Allen Lamb, Chicago photographer, videographer, creative. You do a ton of stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. A little all over the board for sure.
Yeah, man.
A lot more photography than anything else right now. But it really kind of depends on what people hit me up for the most part. So
you know, I noticed, I mean, I live on Twitter, and I noticed a lot of what you were doing on Twitter. You know, I was aware of your work before, but recently on Twitter, I was just seeing that you were doing a lot of really cool stuff. So I guess let's start there. Like, how is 2016 treating you? What's on your plate? Like, how are things right now?
Man, that's a broad question. 2016 is honestly amazing. 2015 was really, really good. I mean, I toured with Mick Jenkins and shot with Aaron Allen Kane. Just did like a lot of cool stuff in 2015. And 2016 is already shaping up to be like even better. I mean, for starters, I guess what I'm working on right now is, I guess this weekend I'm going to LA to work with The Mind. I'm working on his album cover and a video with him as well. And speaking of Mick Jenkins as well, we're actually going to go to South Africa. He has a festival up there in April, which is really cool. So I'm traveling a lot.
That's amazing.
Which is easily my favorite part of what I do, you know? So yeah.
So you're doing all this amazing work with creative brands, a lot of great Chicago talent. Let's back up. Like, how did you get started in this? Like, how did you get started with photography? And then how did you start getting connected to these really amazing gigs that you're doing now?
Well, I've lived in Chicago about 5 years now, originally from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Shout out to Fort Wayne. Initially I did video. I went to Columbia for a year, kind of got into video a little bit. I worked with Show You Suck for the most part for a very long time.
Sure. Shout out Show You Suck.
Yeah. He was awesome. Really awesome. Took me under his wing. We traveled a lot. Some of the best. I mean, it really tossed me into what I wanted to do. You know what I mean? So I got to do everything in the field and learned really, really quickly. But at that time, I only did video. And for whatever reason, I kind of stopped doing video as much just because I was working with like a lot of local artists, and maybe their budgets weren't there or whatever. And really just kind of fell into photography. I've actually been doing photo for maybe about a year and a half, 2 years now. But for whatever reason, it kind of all shifted from video, and now I pretty much strictly do photo. And now this year I'm really trying to pick up on video again and really trying to hone that, because I feel like I've honed photography for the most part. And yeah, I just want to dive back into video as well. So
how did you start building the relationships with these great artists? Like, you know, you listed Show You Suck, you listed Mick Jenkins, both amazing talents. We're going to talk about what you did with like Aaron Allen Kane as well, yeah, shooting for her projects. So how do you make these connections? How do you start connecting with these great talents?
Man, that's really, it's a crazy web. I can't really like lay it out for you, unfortunately. But I mean, I don't know. I've worked with, one thing is I let my work speak for itself, you know what I mean? So I feel like people just gravitate towards my work. I mean, I've gotten better in the past couple of years. So I feel like, you know, people see the work and they want to work with me. That's, you know, it's pretty organic, you know what I mean? I don't really force anything. But I mean, I've worked with Closed Sessions, Soundscape, yeah, which introduces me to tons of new artists. And then Close Sessions actually introduced me to Green Room Magazine based out of Minneapolis, which introduced me to more artists and just kept me working in my field.
It's all just connected.
It's pretty crazy web. And actually how I got started with Mick Jenkins was, well, I pitched an idea to Green Room, and the idea involved Mick Jenkins. So we met and worked together a little bit, whatever. Didn't really talk too much after that. And then he put out a tweet just looking for like a photo journalist to go on tour with him. And then so I kind of just followed his tweet, emailed him, let him know that we worked together in the past. This is what I do now. And then his manager hit me up. And then a couple of weeks later, we went on tour with Joey Badass and Denzel Curry. That tour went phenomenal. All the videos came out great. Photos were cool. Mainly did video, actually. I did a lot of documentary work. So I guess I still do a lot of video. But after that, it kind of just solidified our relationship, and now we just continue to work, which is how I got introduced to The Mind. He's a singer from Chicago. Yeah, it's just all like little bits and pieces all kind of coming together. And yeah,
I mean, it's proved so true time and time again. Like, I teach at Columbia College, and I always talk to my students about how, like, I mean, the creative arts in general are a very small community, even though you wouldn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But in Chicago, it's like, it's basically like a large family reunion. Like,
yeah,
everybody knows everybody, and you're talking about all these people that, like, we've had on the podcast, and like, you're talking about like Close Sessions.
Yeah.
And they're connected to everybody. Yeah, they do work with so many artists. So it's just so true how everything overlaps and everybody crosses paths in Chicago, which I like that. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's cool.
So let's talk about Erin Allen Kane. She's another great artist that you worked with.
She's awesome.
She's been putting out these incredible projects last year and this year. Did the second volume come out this year, or was it late last year?
Yeah. It was like the top. It was the very top of the first year. I mean, it was the first 2 or 3 weeks of the year, I think.
So Erin Allen Kane, another great rising talent like Mick Jenkins. She's not similar like musically, but talent like Mick Jenkins.
Yeah.
How did you get connected with Erin Allen Kane, and what was it like working with her?
Shoot, man. Well, I mean, I've shot with her maybe 3 or 4 times on different occasions. You know, I mean, I've done like press photos for her, and I did her album cover for her. And actually, Bucketfeet did like a little shoot with her, and they had me do it. I mean, because I work with Bucketfeet as well. How'd I get connected with her? You know, I think it was just I saw her out a few times. We got connected maybe through Miranda Govea, maybe through I can't remember.
Organic relationships.
Yeah, it's also organic, and I kind of like it that way, because I think, you know, things happening organically makes the product better, and I think chemistry is very important. Like I said, I've shot with Erin Allen Kane 3 or 4 times, so it's very fluid and easy just to work with her now. She knows what I can produce, I know what she can do, you know what I mean? So we kind of just get together, brainstorm, and then we, you know, make whatever happen we're trying to happen. But I think the first time I shot with her was probably at the top of last year as well. So kind of full circle, you know. So
you know, these great artists, this great talent that's working with you, what do you think it is about your work that's drawing them in or attracting them? Because, you know, there's a lot of photographers.
There are a lot of photographers, yeah.
There's any number of people that they could be working with. So it really speaks to the quality of your work that you're bringing in these really cool projects with really great talents. Why do you think people are, you know, attracted to working with you?
Man, you know, I think it's always just going to come back. For me, it's always going to come back to just organic things happening. Chemistry is very important, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked with Erin quite a few times, mainly because she's comfortable with me. You know, I remember the first time we shot, she was like pretty shy and stuff like that. You know, whatever. Most people are when they get in front of a lens.
Sure.
But I mean, so she liked what we produced the first time. She comes back, you know what I mean? We work on something else. I don't know. I mean, I do intimate type portraits. You know, I do very close up stuff. I do documentary work, and I try not to be too invasive. I can't really tell you why people come to my work, but they do, and that's awesome. So I really appreciate them for that. Always thinking of me whenever they have something coming up.
Yeah.
I just think people, maybe it's good. Hopefully it's good.
No, I mean, clearly it is.
Yeah.
People are not like,
they're
obviously working with you because it's good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Bucketfeet.
You're working with
Bucketfeet.
They're awesome.
And right now we're at Cards Against Humanity. Bucketfeet, totally different product than Cards, but they're similar in that they're another enormously creative, really innovative company in Chicago, which is always great when we have those.
Yeah.
So Bucketfeet, I love what they're doing. How did you get connected with them? And talk about what you do with Bucketfeet.
I can remember this. I mean, I've only been working with Bucketfeet for about 6 months. So, let's see. Olivia Goodman, she contacted me. Olivia Goodman and Hannah work for Bucket Feet as well. They handle like the event stuff. One of them reached out to me to shoot like an event for them, like their opening or whatever. I shot their opening, which was awesome. And I sent the photos in to them, and their creative director, Michael St. Aubin, saw the photos and was like, these photos are really good for being event photos. Like, I feel like this guy could do more than just event photography, which is very nice of him to say. And then he went on my website, and actually he said the photo that really drew him in was the Aaron Allen Kane photo, with the blue backdrop and the blue dress, like the monochrome stuff. So yeah, he said after he saw my work and after he saw like that I'm, you know, obviously reliable, whatever. I went to Miami and Los Angeles with Michael to shoot their catalogs and their lookbooks with artists out in Miami and Los Angeles that design shoes. So we had like the artists that designed the shoe wearing the shoe, which was a really cool concept for a lookbook and all that kind of stuff. And then right after that, they really liked what I produced again, and then they just asked me to kind of be on board, and I was like, I'm all for that. Everything's been pretty smooth so far. I like the company a lot, so, yeah.
And they're doing really cool work. Like, I feel like I keep saying cool, but, like, they just did the discussion with, was it Peter Cottontail and Styx recently?
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, the artist talks. The artist talks are awesome. There's another one coming up this weekend with Malcolm London.
I know. I heard about that, and, like, the things that they're doing... Again, like, I'm always stoked when I see Chicago, like, creative Chicago companies doing work that, again, ties back into, like, tapping into the community, everything overlapping, all that.
Yeah.
So a lot of what I'm hearing is that people are kind of seeing your work, and that's opening the doors for you to work on new projects. So, like, for people who are maybe, like, starting out, not to fuel your competition, but, like, for anybody who's, like, a college student who's like, man, I want to be a photographer and do creative work, like, talk about what they should be doing or what you learned that worked or what you learned that totally didn't work. Yeah,
I can't give you guys all my secrets. What you should be doing as a college student, man, just doing a lot of stuff. Well, what I did is, I mean, what I did in my college years or whatever, I mean, I'm only 24, but, I kind of casted a big net, you know. I really like, I was doing video, then I got into photo. I was doing like, there's so many facets of photo and video as well. I mean, there's like fashion photography, there's documentary type photography, there's the list goes on, you know.
I mean, we're live streaming right now.
Yeah.
There's so much you can do.
Yeah. So, same thing with video too. I mean, there's like, you know, indie films, there's documentaries. Like, so I really casted a big net and I never said no to anything, which I mean, I kind of did, but you know, I just worked with like a lot of people and did like a lot of different things, a lot of stuff. Majority of the stuff, actually, I hated. You know, I mean, I didn't like it. I wasn't into it because mainly I maybe didn't like the concept or I wasn't prepared for it and I'm just learning, you know what I mean? So I casted a big net and then really kind of stepped back and looked at everything and picked out what I liked and then kind of just refined that, you know what I mean? So I really kind of got into, like, close-up portrait photography. You know, I never put on a 24-millimeter onto my lens, I mean, on my camera, because I just really liked the 70-200, 50-millimeter, like, up-close stuff. So I kept using that and refining that. And same thing with video, too. I did, like, a lot of music videos. I wasn't really into it. I did documentary stuff. I did live show stuff. I did whatever. And then what I really found I liked is documentary work. So I went back to documentary work, really focused on that. And just kept refining, redoing stuff. You're not always going to get paid. People always think that you're going to get paid. And honestly, I didn't start getting paid until the past, you know, 2 years, you know what I mean? Which is amazing. So a lot of free stuff, a lot of doing favors for people, but they owe you as well. So
one of the things I'm hearing a lot is that, like, A, you're paying your dues, and B, it's really important. I think it's just as important as knowing what you love is finding out what you're not into.
Yeah.
You know, you find that out 100%. Early on.
Yeah.
So then you're like, cool, I don't have to try that anymore. Like, I know that documentary work is the thing I want to be pursuing.
Yeah. And, you know, it's photo and video is just, it's like anything else. You know what I mean? You need to practice. You don't want to, I would have loved to get paid, you know, 5 years ago, like a lump sum of money to shoot this video or shoot that documentary, but the product probably wouldn't have been that great. So then I would have felt like a total asshole. So, I mean, yeah, you know, working for free wasn't so bad. You know, I mean, you have to like learn and really try things out, you know? So.
Yeah. And meet everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to link up with, like, a lot of people and just really spread my wings, cast the net, and just continue to go. So, yeah.
So now you've got this great portfolio, and you have a really cool site.
Yeah,
what's the web address?
BrianAllenLamb.com.
BrianAllenLamb, yeah.
Oh, yeah, easy, yeah. Yeah.
So you have this great portfolio of work. You have this great body of work. You've worked with talents like Mick Jenkins, Aaron Allen Kane. You're doing really cool work with Bucket Feet.
Mm.
What do you want to do going forward? Like, what's still on your list that you're like, man, I haven't even tried this?
I mean, I feel like I've tried everything. But, you know, just, again, refining the stuff. Yeah, you know, shoot. Well, you know, it's interesting. I was actually just scrolling through Instagram the other day, and I scrolled past this post that was a photo of mine that was in a magazine. It was an XXL, which I thought was really cool.
Right, yeah.
So it was really awesome to kind of be like in a, like a national-type magazine without even my consent or me knowing, which is hilarious to me. So I was like, oh, cool. I went out and bought a couple. I work for Cinematic as well, or I freelance for them. They hit me up to, you know, take photos of Urbo or whoever else, Bibby and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so I took photos for G Urbo and ended up in XXL magazine, which is amazing. And that kind of just really struck a chord because that's kind of really what I want to do. You know, I mean, I work for like local print magazines like Green Room Magazine, Viper Magazine, In Magazine, which is Isis Nicole based in Chicago. She's really awesome. And I really just want to start working for, you know, Vader, Complex, any
that
type
next
of
level.
Print. Yeah, I just want to start working on some really big print magazines, you know what I mean? I feel like I don't do so much blog stuff that much nowadays because I feel like it's just like a big trash can of just like throwing your things in there. And it could be great work, but at the end of the day, it's kind of a big trash can. It just all disappears, which is okay. You know, you can put that, whatever that work was in on your website, put it in your portfolio. It's great. But I just need some tangible stuff and I need it to be with, you know, kind of maybe some high profile artists and whatnot. So I'd love to do that. And I'd love to do some documentary work, outside of music, really, you know what I mean? Whatever it may be, I don't know yet, but,
interesting.
Yeah.
So if somebody is listening to this and they're like, dude, I want to do documentary work with you, or like they're an artist that's like, hey, I want to, you know, do some shooting with you or a magazine. Like, what do you, like, I guess what's the best way to reach you and what's the best way for somebody to get in front of you and give you something that you'd be interested in?
Best way to reach me, email, Twitter, Instagram, DM me. If you somehow get a hold of my number, you can call me, which is a little weird, but that's fine. yeah. So, I mean, really, I'm open to anything. Like I said, I really cast a big net and just really kind of reel everything in and refine it and figure out what I really like. I mean, I've only been doing this stuff for really 4 years, which I still don't think is enough time. I only went to Columbia College for a year, so I guess everything I have is self-taught. So, I mean, I'm still learning. I'm still taking in new projects. Yeah.
Right on, man. Brian Allen Lamb.
That's me.
The website is BrianAllenLamb.com.
Yep.
You're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, all
Brian
these platforms.
Brian Allen Lamb, very easy. Just type
branding.
In Brian Allen Lamb, and if it doesn't pop up, then Google's broke, but it should definitely pop up.
Dude, this is awesome. I really love everything we're talking about. It's great to see everything that's happening for you, and, you know, let's check in down the line. Like, I'd love to have you on again, like, as you're doing
things will
other
change
cool
very
things.
Fast, yes, for sure.
Yeah. I love it, man. thank you so much for coming up, dude. I really appreciate it.
Sweet. Peace, y'all.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.